It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
In America, lo sai che coccodrilli vengono fuori dalla doccia.
This sounds like the theme to a TV show.
It could be. It's about a crocodile in America.
It's about a crocodile in America.
Yep. I heard Baracho, so it's drunk.
The drunk crocodile in America. Yeah, this is...
A nuclear disaster.
This is a theme song to a sitcom.
Yeah, the name of the song is Crocodilo.
Crocodilo!
Drillo. Cocodrilo.
Yeah, really. Cocodrilli.
Cocodrilo.
There's no O at the end of it.
It's just Cocodrilli.
Yep.
I at the end?
Yep.
It's more popular than Friends in Venezuela.
Could be. Hey, listen, do you know that the show, the one that's in the United States is doing so well, Jane the Virgin? Do you know Jane the Virgin?
Yes.
Nope, never heard of it.
Okay, so Jane the Virgin is the first ever English-speaking Spanish soap opera.
I thought Ugly Betty was. Ugly Betty was
Ugly Betty. It's the second one then.
Okay.
But that one started as a Venezuelan one.
Okay.
Jane the Virgin was actually pretty funny.
Is it good?
It's all right.
I haven't seen it.
It's definitely very Spanish soap opera. Latino soap opera.
Yeah.
Funny, girls in short skirts.
Love that.
Like ridiculous. Jane the Virgin.
I'll check it out.
The whole thing is,
mm-hmm.
She's pregnant.
Okay.
But she really is a virgin.
Oh.
And then it gets crazy.
Immaculate conception kind of thing?
No, it was a mistake by a doctor.
Uh-oh. And then it gets crazy. All right. Oh, I'll try to check it out.
Happened to be the sister of the guy whose sperm it was, who owned the hotel that the woman was working in, the virgin was working in, and now they're having a kid. Because it's his last sperm, and it's his last chance to have a baby because he had cancer. He had Lance Armstrong cancer, so he can't have any more kids, much to the chagrin of him and his current wife.
Okay. All right. My head hurts now. You can stop.
Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Sounds like too much.
Oh, my God. Spectacular.
I'll try to check it out. I don't watch a lot of network television. I have cable.
It's on the WB.
I never watch the WB. Maybe I should.
We're number two.
I haven't really...
You used to work for the WB.
I know. And they actually have some interesting shows on. It's just, you know, you get in a habit when you're watching TV, you're staying within, like, certain channels. Like, I will go to certain channels and then kind of flip around a bit. But I know what channels I want to see what's going on. And almost invariably, there's something I want to watch on one of those channels. And so I never make it up to the twos or threes or fours or fives.
Just two. Channel two.
The lowest I get really is 18, which is TBS. And I go from that. I go up from there.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't know why.
You can also watch it on Netflix or Hulu or something if you wanted to.
I have Netflix. I watch it on Netflix.
It's amusing for a while.
Yeah, next time I have a long...
All the girls are good looking.
Next time I have a long airline flight, I'll
crank up some Jane Le Virgin.
And I love good looking girls. Almost as much as I love juicy burgers and dogs.
Juicy!
How is that?
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow!
I want to take just a second, folks.
They're still open.
They are right now. They're going to be open for another 15 minutes. If you guys are up north and you're hungry and you're hankering for something really, really, really good to eat, head over to Juicy Burgers and Dogs. It is some of the best food you're going to have the entire week, I guarantee you. Their hot dogs and hamburgers are sourced locally. They are fresh, never frozen. Their food is made fresh every single day, from the fried jalapenos to the green chili burger to their Ditka dog. Onion rings, they hand make their shakes and malts right there before you. It's fantastic. It is at 9470 Grant Street. So if you're living downtown, head north on I-25 to the Thornton Parkway exit, take a right to Grant Street, take a left, and it's right there. You might even see their big food truck, although they're probably out right now with their food truck. So if you see a big
food truck,
you see a big truck driving around that says Big Juicy with a burger on the side, that is their food truck. Go up and get some food. You will not be disappointed. When you do go, tell them that the Aaron Copeland Experience sent you, and you'll get $2 off your next meal, which is completely worth it. If you don't want to leave your house tonight, you're in for the evening, find them on Uber Eats, or you can find it on www.juicyburgersanddogs.com and find out where their food truck is and go visit them there. Juicy Burgers and Dogs, it's the best food you're going to have all week.
I got the juice, I got the juice. 10-0, Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm home. Even my haters kind of glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena.
I got the juice. Yeah!
And the fresh cut fries are delicious.
Oh my God.
Fries.
I didn't even talk about their tater tots.
No.
Tots. Fried jalapenos.
Tots for tots.
Jalapenos.
I think that's why I don't eat tater tots, because I had them every day for lunch when I was in elementary and middle school.
And those were the worst.
Right? I didn't like them.
Well, yeah, they weren't as crunchy as you would have liked them.
Theirs are crunchy.
Yes, theirs are certainly not like the ones you got when you were in school.
You need a crunch followed by, you know, a smush.
Yeah.
Well, and if you don't have a crunch and smush, then you just get a smush or too much crunch.
Yeah.
Oh, those are both.
Listen, you can't have too much crunch.
I've had too much crunch. You ever had one where it's just baked through?
No.
It's like a cracker?
I think
it'd
be awesome. Like a little potato cracker?
More like a potato rock.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Rock cracker. A lot of chewing.
It's crunchy.
It's like a jawbreaker, really.
It's crunchy. I like crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy for your teeth.
I chew on ice, so I've got pretty strong teeth. I'll cut right through that potato rock.
Okay, Jaws.
Yeah. I do. I have pretty strong teeth.
Well, it's all the metal you got in there.
I have no metal in my mouth.
You know, Jaws.
Well, Jaws was all metal.
Sometimes you don't do yes hands, man. For someone doing a lot of improv.
Because we're not trying to be funny here. We're just talking.
I know.
You're driving this train, but I don't know where it's going.
Oh, I'm driving?
You've been driving from day one.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll drive. I'll take the wheel. Hold my beer.
He
wasn't hearing you for that yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
I said it's time for someone like the Rockies or the Nuggets to say, hold my beer and pull the trigger on a trade. Stop being so ridiculous.
Well, the Nuggets did. The Nuggets got Millsap.
They signed him, but you have an opportunity. I believe you have an opportunity to get Kyrie Irving.
Okay, I don't think you do. I don't think the Nuggets have enough, I think, to send to Cleveland. But you're not. If I'm the Nuggets, why do I make that trade, send away good players for a guy that I know is not going to be here in 2 years?
Well, you get him and then you sign him to a long-term deal.
He won't do that.
I bet he does.
He doesn't want to live in Denver. It has nothing to do with the team. He doesn't want to live in Denver. Black athletes, by and large, particularly the NBA, do not want to live in Denver. This is not their place. They want to be in Houston. They want to be in Atlanta, which always surprises me why Atlanta is not a better basketball team.
We need more rap clubs.
I feel like we've got just the right number of rap clubs.
No, we could have. I mean,
they're not flocking to Portland or Seattle either. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going out in droves to those cities. I find it interesting that Minnesota is attracting some high profile players.
Well, they came in a trade.
Well, but Minnesota was on Kyrie's list.
Yeah, because it would be a spectacular team with him and Wiggins and Butler and
and
all those guys.
But if Minnesota's on that team, on that list, then why not Denver? Because I don't think he signs long-term with Minnesota either.
Because I believe that they think that Minnesota could be the team that could upend Seattle. Or not Seattle. Whoever they are. Golden State.
Golden State. Do you need to take a nap? I feel like you need to take a nap.
Well, I did work pretty hard today.
Okay.
I could need to take a nap.
Because you were trying to put 6 Nuggets on the court at one point, and now you have a team.
Well, that's how they have 6. They have 6 and 9,
and
right?
And now you have a team back in Seattle. Although Silver did say there's a good opportunity that Seattle might get a team.
I meant Golden State.
I know. I know what you meant. I don't know.
I feel terrible, man. I feel like I've let down everybody. I mean, my mind has just let everybody down. I don't try to be that way.
Well, it feels like you're just tired. You look sleepy. What did you do today that was so hard?
Picked up my kid from school. That was pretty hard.
Okay. Oh,
well,
my God.
He's all happy, and then he decides he's crying.
Fatality. Okay.
And so I have to carry him out. He's screaming and yelling. I have to carry my other kid too in her booster seat, her car seat. So I'm holding my girl with the car seat, and then I'm holding him with the other side. We got papers, trying to get him into the dang car, and they're screaming and crying, making me look like the abuser. All that at you know what? The only reason to
save
me
at 4 in the afternoon.
No, 5:30.
After you've taken a nap.
I haven't taken a nap. I worked hard today.
I asked you what you did, and you said you picked up your kid at school.
You said, what did you do that was hard? I said, that was pretty hard. I mowed the lawn, but that wasn't hard.
I hate yard work.
Yeah, that's the price of success.
There you go. Yard work and kids.
My yard is small. My kids are feisty. Much harder.
That just wiped you out, huh?
I dare you. Come over.
Darren
I dare you.
We'll be right back.
Ma vibro commutarlo, dopo non finisco più. Non c'è confine di proprietà, se ci si ruba la libertà. Non c'è confine di proprietà.